Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yevamos daf kuf yud alef, Yevamos 111. So today's daf yomi, we start with the Mishnah on kuf yud alef from a base on 111b, where the Mishnah says, Yavam katan, if we have a minor, meaning to say, we learned already that somebody was under the age of 9, his bia is not, his intercourse is not considered intercourse, and only from the age of 9 is his bia going to be considered like it is considered to be actual bia. So if yavam katan, if there was a person who is 9 years old, shebal yavama katana, who has relations with a minor yavama, and so biblically speaking, that's considered to be a bia, and so therefore they've married each other through yibum, but he's not going to be able to divorce her until he gets older, because the divorce of a minor is not valid, and so therefore they should grow up together, and even though they have not fulfilled the mitzvah of yibum until they both become as an adult, so therefore, nevertheless, since they're in the end going to become permitted, they're permitted already from now. And if he wants to divorce her when he's a minor, he can't do it because there's no divorce by a minor. And this permission is not only for a minor from the perspective of but rather bal yavama gadola. Also, if the minor yavam had relations with an adult yavama, with an adult woman, tigadolenu, he's also allowed to remain with her, because since she had fallen before him before yibum, but he's not able to divorce her because there's no divorce for a minor, so he's also allowed to stay with her at that point. So now the Gemara says, we'll go to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lema masnisin. Let's say that our Mishnah that says that a minor has relations with another minor woman, a minor girl, or with an adult woman, if he was a minor, nevertheless, they can raise together. It must not be, our Mishnah must not be like Rabbi Meir, the old Rabbi Meir. Because what does Rabbi Meir say? Because there's a brisa that says, the Tanya, Katan, Katana, Ocholtan, Olomus, Yavin, Divri, Rabbi Meir. According to this brisa, the Rabbi Meir is of the position that a minor boy and girl should not do chalitza and yibum together, because Rav Meir is of the position throughout Shash. Rav Meir is always of the position. Rav Meir is chayish lemiuta. The Rav Meir is always concerned about a minority position, and he's concerned that since the minority of yivamim are ending up as srisim, and therefore they're disqualified from yibum, and also a minority of the female yivamos are ilonis, and also disqualified from zibum, and within them there's no mitzvah of yibum, and so therefore they're going to be prohibited on the yavam because of the erva of the Eishes Ach, not in the purpose of a mitzvah of yibum, because if they're an ilonis or a sris, they're disqualified, and so therefore, since Rav Meir was concerned about that, Rav Meir prohibits the minor to do chalitz or yibum, because right now we don't know if they're going to grow up to be healthy adults or adults capable of consummating a marriage, and so therefore, for this reason, Rav Meir says that a minor should not do chalitz or yibum. So our Mishnah, which says that the minor can do it, must not be in accordance with the position of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, no, afilu tema Rabbi Meir. It's even possible that you could say our Mishnah is in accordance with the position of Rabbi Meir. Ki amar Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir says that a minor is prohibited, or a minor girl is prohibited to do yibum, that's only in a circumstance where one of them would be in violation of the Torah, because they grew up to be either a Sris or an Ilonis. And so if one of them was an adult and the second one was a minor, but a Gadol Katan or Katan Gadol, the Chaminel Biadi Surahu, that's where Rabbi Meir doesn't allow it. If it will be an adult with a minor, because then one of them will be involved in a prohibited relationship because they're an adult already. Of a Katan al Baal Katana, where it's two minors together, where they both have the same relation to the law, and neither one is obligated to law. Or maybe Rabbi Meir wouldn't say there is law in that place. Gemara says, no, we can say that. How can you give that answer? Valkatani, it says in our mission explicitly, Bal Yavama Gadola Tigadlano, that if the minor boy is with the adult woman, then he's allowed to remain with her until she gets older. So we see from here that even in this circumstance, with a minor boy and adult girl, it's still going to be allowed. So the Gemara says, Amrei v'chanina chuzah ba'ashani. No, in that case, the reason why we allow them to remain is because they already consummated their relationship. And so therefore, the Mishnah wasn't talking about l'chatchila, if you're allowed to do it initially speaking, but the Mishnah was talking about somebody who's already done it. The Gemara says, v'hati gadlenu kamar. It says that they're allowed to remain together. From this language, it implies that they're allowed to remain together like a husband and wife. And if our Mishnah was like Rabbi Meir, how would you allow them to continue continue to live. The kol biobia di surahu, because every continued sexual encounter is going to be a prohibition according to Rav Meir, because maybe he's a suris, and so therefore that's not going to be allowed because it's bia in a place where there's no possibility to do yibam, and then it's like pogabe erva. It's like you're consummating it with somebody who's actually prohibited to you. Ela machavar to demasnis in the look of Rav Meir. So it must be, says the Gemara, must be that that our mission is not consistent with the position of Rabbi Meir. And so the Gemara says, well, why is the Yavama, who's a minor, is she allowed to, why is she permitted, and why is it not prohibited because she's the wife of his brother? He's not able to uphold the name because since he's a minor. So how is it going to be allowed? So Abai says, Abai gives one answer to this question. Rava gives another answer to this question. But Abai's answer is, Amar kar yivama yavohu leha. It says that the yivama should be with her koldu, even if right now he's not able to uphold the name of his brother. Rava gives a different answer. Even without this teaching, we wouldn't say that she would be prohibited. Because it's not possible to have a circumstance where now she's prohibited and later on it's permitted. And so therefore Rava gives that answer to this question. And so therefore both Abai and Rava deflect the question, but with different approaches.